This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Another fatal shooting, homicide number 23. A man suffers fatal injuries in an altercation at Martindale's Road. A flash flood warning is in effect for Barbados. Telecommunications providers working to restore service to customers affected by the passage of Hurricane Beryl. And the Barbados National Oil Company assures there is currently no risk of fuel shortages on the island. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados has recorded yet another fatal shooting, homicide number 23 for the year so far. 33-year-old Tyrell Prescott of Bartlett's Tennis Tree, Sergeant's Village, was shot multiple times and died at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The shooting occurred at about 9:38 p.m. at Bartlett's Tennis Tree. Starcom Network News understands that Prescott was outside of his residence when he was shot multiple times by an unknown assailant or assailants. He was transported to the QEH in a private motor car in dire condition and was pronounced dead by a doctor. And a St. Michael man has died from injuries he allegedly sustained in an altercation with a group of men at a shop at Campaign Land, Martindale's Road, St. Michael. The incident happened almost directly opposite the main entrance to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where the victim was taken and pronounced dead. Bystanders alleged that 39-year-old Anthony Dyer, who lived in the area, was badly beaten. Police detective Inspector Peter Dawson briefed journalists at the scene.
Around 2:30 p.m., there was an incident involving a number of men from the area, and one of these men, after going to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, succumbed to his injuries. We do tell his family that they have our condolences, and we would also like any person in the area or anywhere who has any information to please contact the police hotline.
Dyer was the father of four young children. A flash flood warning is in effect for Barbados due to a tropical wave impacting the island. The Barbados Meteorological Services issued the advisory this morning at 7. Director of the BMS, Abu Best, stated that the excessive rainfall has led to flooding in parts of the island.
Expect heavy showers and gusts up to storm force. Not sustained gusts. Gust winds can gust up to 50 miles per hour. So far, we've only had sustained winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour. This is not a tropical storm, folks. It's just a tropical wave. It's a rainy, wet day. Flash flood watch has been upgraded to flash flood warning. There's already some reports of minor flooding, and we expect to see more flooding this morning. There's a second set of heavy shower activity that's developing that should be rolling in with this already occurring heavy showers this morning. There's also a strong possibility of increased lightning activity.
Director of the Barbados Meteorological Services, Sabu Best. A property at Bay Street, St. Michael, was extensively damaged when a car crashed into it yesterday. The freak accident occurred opposite Browns Beach sometime after 5 p.m., leaving onlookers stunned and police investigators trying to determine exactly how it happened. Eyewitnesses told Starcom Network News the car was parked in the car park opposite the house when, for some reason, it shot across the road and crashed into the property. The driver, who appeared not to be seriously injured, remained seated in the vehicle for a long while after the crash.
They're playing some pools, and we hear the sound like hit the pools. At first, I thought I hit the pools. And when we come outside, I see the car and the van. Obviously, it's a cut over here, but like he come from right across the road. He was in the car park, and he come right across it.
I was saying, yeah, where? I know, he called me, and I come through.
I called my neighbor because he lived next door, right? And I tell you, come.
Eyewitnesses to a freak accident along Bay Street. The island's telecommunications providers say they're working to restore service to customers whose connection was affected by the passage of Hurricane Beryl. These updates came in a news briefing where officials of key state and private agency provided details on their recovery efforts at the Department of Emergency Management. Head of marketing at Digicel, Ashley Dial, explained that at least one of their mobile sites sustained damage and has to be repaired.
We are pleased to report that 87% of our business customers are back online. The ones that are not online are due to either fiber breaks or power outages. We are actively working with the Barbados Light and Power. We have an open line with them. So once that is sorted, those customers will also be online. Of our consumer customers, 92% who have reported faults are also back online. We do have 4 mobile sites that are still currently down. One site is operating on a generator, so it's not completely down. We're just waiting for power for that site. The other site, we're also waiting for power for that as well. And one of the sites has actually sustained damage. So we are just waiting on an ETA on when we can repair that site.
Meantime, communications manager at Flow, Alan Harris, said that reconnections would be a priority once damage assessments were conducted.
Undoubtedly, when we do go out into the field as our damage assessment, we will uncover specific areas of infrastructural damage that will need attention. And we're treating reconnections right now as a matter of priority. So while there are going to be some Barbadians out there without fixed connectivity, that's broadband, television, and of course landline, we are treating reconnections as a matter of priority. And once our damage assessment crews have returned with the relevant information, we'll be having our engineers deployed into the field as soon as possible.
Communications manager at Flow, Alan Harris. The Barbados National Oil Company has assured that there is currently no risk of a fuel shortage on the island. Responding to concerns that gas had run out just before the passing of Hurricane Beryl, Group Health Safety and Quality Manager at BNOCL, Damien Catlin, explained that this occurs when individuals panic buy from the smaller gas stations.
We have in excess of 17 days supply of fuel on island for diesel and around 12 days supply for gasoline. With the vessel en route to Trinidad to collect 30,000 barrels more of gasoline and 19,000 barrels of diesel, and those will be offloaded on island, we hopefully over the weekend. That happens, unfortunately, as a result of persons surge buying or panic buying, depending on what you will. There is no danger of a fuel running out on island. That is simply persons, unfortunately, waiting to the last moment to fill up their containers, their vehicles and whatnot, which results then in mainly the smaller gas stations running out of fuel.
Group Health Safety and Quality Manager at the Barbados National Oil Company, Damien Catlin. The Barbados Light and Power is continuing its efforts to restore power to communities still without electricity. Manager of Communications and Government Relations with the Barbados Light and Power, Jackie Marshall-Clark, provided an update on the areas where work is ongoing.
Community is still outstanding. Adams Castle, Black Bess, Fortescue, Ragged Point, Content Cot, Coles, Industry Hall, Fairview, Yorkshire, Old Chancery Lane, Staple Grove, Egerton, Navy Gardens, Pavilion Court, Rock Hall, Long Bay, Kingsland, Silver Hill, Fowl Bay in St. Philip. Our crews are working tirelessly to restore power to the remaining affected areas as quickly and as safely as possible.
Manager of Communications and Government Relations with the Barbados Light and Power, Jackie Marshall-Clark. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has declared Jamaica a disaster area in light of the threat of Hurricane Beryl. The declaration, which was made under Section 26 of the Disaster Risk Management Act, will be in effect for the next 7 days. An island-wide curfew will be in effect between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. today. The Prime Minister said that this was to ensure the safety of everyone during the passage of the storm and prevent any movement with the intent to carry out criminal activity. An evacuation order is also in effect for flood and landslide-prone areas at or below sea level and areas at or close to gullies and waterways. Finally, President Joe Biden has blamed his poor debate performance last week on jet lag, telling reporters that he wasn't very smart for traveling around the world a couple of times before the debate. Mr. Biden, who is 81 years old, last returned from travel on the 15th of June, nearly 2 weeks ahead of the 27th June debate. Recapping the headlines, another fatal shooting, homicide number 23. A man suffers fatal injuries in an altercation at Martindale's Road. A flash flood warning is in effect for Barbados. Telecommunications providers working to restore service to customers affected by the passage of Hurricane Beryl, and the Barbados National Oil Company assures there's currently no risk of fuel shortages on the island. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.